Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
I'm alright, bro.
So 224.
Easy
now. I just got back from the gym. Well, and I've just telling you like how basically it was just me and two maybe other older geezers and fucking
in the changing rooms,
but everyone else was just like 15, 16 big groups of guys all in vests just fucking staring at themselves in the mirror, and I was just like, what are you doing with your childhood, man? Go and teach some stuff, rob a car or something.
I know, get some, start experimenting with drugs, man. What's the matter with you? Start selling coke.
I know, obviously, it's healthier for them to do this, and part of me feels like it's such a waste of a childhood, like your evening spent in a gym, rather than just, like, knocking about.
Knocking one out, I thought you were going to say.
Apart from knocking someone out.
I mean, that culture is a bit much in it, but it's still better than the other pathways they could be going on at 16, eh?
It is, but yeah, part of me
at least it's
like,
healthy.
When are you going to do the stuff, when are you going to learn the things not to do? You know,
that's
a lot
of the guys that kind of were good in school on that are like doing coke now in their 40s or like
I know a few people that just like did MDMA for the first time when they were like 35, and then they fucking just love it. Whereas you're a bit like, mate, MDMA is a bit cringy, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
I don't want to be 42
and discover that amazing buzz. You know what I mean? Because like, there's a come down to it, man.
Hugging your mates at the end of the night and being like, oh man,
I love you, man. No, look at me. You. Look at me in the eye. I love you, man. You know, but it's not just the MDMA. Fuck off. I remember once I was 15 and I did like half an E, which is basically MDMA in it, and fucking I'm talking, I just discovered this amazing buzz, and I'm chatting, and some older kid just leapt forward. He went, mate, you're doing everyone's head in.
Oh yeah, you remember you saying that before?
And he just completely shot me down.
I mean, that is the cut, like, getting that feedback when you're on MDMA is like 1,000 times amplified, isn't it?
I know, it was brutal. But,
you might as well tell just kill yourself. You're like, yeah, I think I will actually.
With the happiest day of your life. But I'm glad. I'm glad I couldn't get into the clubs and that, because I wasn't. I didn't. I looked too young. But all my mates would go, and I'd get turned away at the door, already pilling. I'd have to go home pilling.
It's pilling on a night bus, and, man. That's the worst, isn't it? It's fucking gross.
But I'd have to. I'm glad in a way, because I might have really loved that rave culture. You know what I mean? And been in, and been one of them old ex ravers now.
I did a bit of the rave culture, and it was good fun. I mean, being on pills and like moon dance and shit, it was like,
yeah, next I remember level, the moon. Man. I had all the flyers on my bedroom wall, like of all the clubs and stuff. What
weirdo. Moon dance? I went to moon dance at Camden Palais when I was 15, and I was on fucking, I was on ecstasy. It was like,
I would have loved to have got just, in there, man.
But like, it's that funny thing now. I'm not, and I'm not saying that's a good thing to be doing at 15, but I definitely looking at these kids in the gym tonight in their vests, pouting and fucking just like, pulling like bodybuilders like shapes, and you know, and I was just thinking, I'm glad I went to Moondance. You know what I mean?
It can be dangerous if they kind of, because they could meet a bodybuilder and they go, yeah, steroids, start selling them steroids, and they get on that pathway, and then they're dead at like, it's probably worse than doing Mandy at every other weekend.
Mate, if you get on a fucking steroids when you're like 17 to just get massive, you're definitely fucked by the time you're 30. You know, at least I'd rather do recreational drugs in my early days. And then sort my life out in the gym in middle age. You know what I mean?
As long as you come off the recreational drugs, like some people are still on them, like in their 40s and like smoking weed on the daily basis. Still playing video games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a bit odd.
But now they're all like the flat earth, like lot now.
It's true. Oh, man. But anyway.
Maybe so it is
back.
Flat. If it was flat and it was just the news tomorrow?
We'd look like such dickheads. My brother would call me probably and be like, I told you, man. He'd just be so happy that I'm an idiot.
He'd probably ring you and say, it's actually a triangle. They're bullshitting you.
That's it. I guarantee if the government said, you know what, actually, you know, we're not 100% sure. We have made up a lot of stuff. You know, maybe it is flat. They would probably change it to
something
else.
It's a cube.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But anyway, we're back. It's episode 224.
Big up.
Big week. Big week for the dads, mate. It was, you went on your, what you talked about last week. You were going on a lovely father-daughter trip to Paris.
You know what? It was so
lovely pictures.
It was so beautiful.
It was
so beautiful.
Like, it looks great. The little bits of footage you put up on Instagram. Looks really fun and really funny and
it
really
was
nice.
So, it was even better than I could have imagined, to be honest, because I thought we'd get... She wanted to go Paris really badly on Valentine's with me, and I'm like, she wanted me to wear a bow tie, and she got a little dress and makeup and all that. It was funny. She made me a present. But I always thought, oh, we'd get there and she'll enjoy it, but it'd be like, a bit of an anti-climax, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like London, but she loved it, man. We did so much in a whole day.
Yeah.
The Louvre, the Mona Lisa she wanted to see. She loved it in the Louvre. And each thing was like a big challenge. So like we got to the Louvre, there was a queue for 3 hours. So I had to blag it a bit. And I got us in. And then we were like, yes, you know, little wins along the way.
We were
in there. And then we saw the Mona Lisa and like, then we went, got on the metro. We were doing the underground there as well. And it was all exciting on the metro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We only did a cab once. We ate like this fancy restaurant. Well, like a little lunch and then went up to the Eiffel. But it's all getting dark. We did the padlock on the bridge.
Yeah,
you know,
I saw a picture of that. That's really nice.
Oh, she really wanted to. I didn't know she'd know what it is.
And then
she's like, oh, please buy a padlock. And I bought a couple of padlocks. I mean, she didn't have to ask that much. Like, I was just up for anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was nice.
And then we were queued up for about an hour and a half for the Eiffel Tower. The top closed as we're in the queue. But we did the second floor. It's high, isn't it, anyway?
So
we were going to do Montmartre. But it was late at night. We were up the Eiffel Tower. It was like such a. It was so beautiful looking out at the lights of Paris.
Yeah.
And then we went down. I actually got us lost. I come out of the Eiffel Tower and went the wrong way.
Right.
You know, because you don't know what side you are.
Yeah.
And then, and Rem was just like assuring me we were out the wrong way. And I was like, nah, my sense of direction has always been like on point. I ain't listening to no 10-year-old. And then and she was right, man. And like, I was like, that is so good, your sense of direction, to know that we got to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're well smarter than me. She was like, well, I'm not smarter than you. We're clever in our own ways, Dad. Like, she was really
patronising you.
It was so cute. And then I took her to a French McDonald's, actually, in the evening. Then we went to the hotel and watched Jumanji.
I don't know if the videos are still on your Instagram, because obviously, like, people, listeners and people in our TVI WhatsApp group were aware that you wore a bow tie for it, which was really funny. So yeah, what was the story with that?
Well, she wanted me to wear a bow tie. Like, she said, oh, I'm getting a nice dress. We're going to go out for a nice meal, exchange Valentine's gifts. And can you wear a bow tie? And just weirdly, on Saturday night before Paris, I was backstage, just about to go on stage, and I saw a bow tie. It was
so
all
this
dusty.
Was before she'd said it, or after she'd said it?
After she'd said
it. Oh, she'd said that to you, and then you found one backstage.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm going to buy a bow tie. I didn't know, like, tie rack, is that even a shop still?
I don't know.
I was going to get a bow tie somewhere. And then I saw one, and it was all dusty and stuff. I put it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like the universe giving me a bow tie or me stealing one. I'm going to give it back. I just borrowed it. I'll take it back.
Yeah, it's like, fine.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Whose bow tie? What venue was it? Actually, we shouldn't say it.
Yeah, I know. Because it is theft. Yeah. But I will. But it was such a, and I took it home and I just washed it. Got my old white shirt. So I put a bow tie on in the morning. So I had like a bow tie and white shirt on.
That's
all day.
Funny,
it was funny.
Paris
with Ren and her little dress and like.
Cool.
I took tracksuit bottoms with us because it was cold for her, you know what I mean? But it was really cute. It was so sweet and lovely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She loved it.
That's nice. So how did you get there?
We got the Eurostar in the end. Yeah, I was going to drive, but I just got the Eurostar. It was fine, yeah.
It's cool,
only 2.5 hours.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's only 2.5 hours, yeah. On the way there, we're facing people. You know when you're doing that, and you end up chatting to them, didn't you? Like,
yeah. What were they saying? What was their story?
They were just an American couple, and they said, do you want me to take a picture of you two? Like, yeah, I don't know, just chatting. It's always weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it was nice, yeah. And then we come out, and I was messing around with a cab driver, like, because he didn't speak a word of English.
Yeah.
So I was making Ren laugh, but I don't know. I crossed the line of being like a fun dad to like really irresponsible. You know what I mean? Like, say, like, at first I started with, he was trying to say something, and I said, did I ask, mate? And Ren just spat her drink out. What? Like, she's doing. We're both in the back seat. I'm like, and I'm like, Ren, did you ask? No, we didn't ask, mate. And I'm making it. And like, by the end of it, I'm talking about his mum.
Oh no!
But like, it was so. She was crying, and when she's crying, laughing, I go further.
Yeah.
But she knows I'm a, like, she don't copy me, you know what I mean?
No, that's...
She more like rolls her eyes.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's so
nice
much
little,
fun, though.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do, mate.
It was nice.
Yeah. Did you get any other Valentine's cards other than that?
No, actually, I didn't get any.
I don't mean Hannah.
Must have been a postal strike. Did you and Hannah do anything?
No, we don't. We've never ever done a Valentine's thing. It's not a. You know.
Just you didn't raw dog her or anything.
God.
I went to a brothel, obviously, but like.
Went to the chicken dippers for
little
breakfast.
Little treat for the brothel when I rock up. Hello, ladies. It's a good day at work for you lot.
The usual, please.
Just but... could I cry on your shoulder, please?
I close my eyes. Can you pretend to be my mum?
And say it's all going to be all right. Do you mind telling me you love me for 20 minutes? Is that all right? Unconditionally. Talk to me like a four-year-old boy, please. Nice one, yeah. Yeah, and wank me off after. I still want the hand job.
Me and Hannah just avoid the whole Valentine's thing. It doesn't even cross our minds. Most times we don't even realise what day it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't really buy
it. Is it Valentine's all over the world the same day?
I mean, obviously, I imagine like there'd be some countries like remote enough it's not happening. I mean, Papua New Guinea, I don't know if they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it might be. I might have just been racially profiling a bunch of people.
They're like, yeah, we're doing it. It's really just the biggest day of the year here, mate.
I'm just like, yeah, not. They're fucking, yeah, very unromantic.
You know what them lot are like. Fucking hell. They don't even know it's Christmas there.
Do you know what I did yesterday was well good. I think I might have done it last time I was here and talked about it a bit. But we went down to the Peninsula Springs. There's like hot natural springs down on the sort of, you follow the peninsula down where Melbourne is and like it's about an hour south.
And I keep thinking you're in London sometimes. I was like, whereabouts is that near Tooting?
Yeah, the hot springs in Mitcham, mate. You know them.
I keep forgetting you're in Australia. When I did the comedian's party, I thought, I wonder if you're going to go. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I've been here for fucking ages. What was the I've been here for three
what and the and springs
months,
like?
Too long. Wicked. So, like, it's all, like, naturally hot springs that you just go and sit in. And there's one that's
what,
got a
what's
cave
the definition
in
it. Of springs, then?
Well, I mean, it's water that is heated naturally by the earth, isn't it? Like, it comes out. Right. Of them. It's like them, you know, some you can get them geysers, you know, the bubbly geysers that shoot hot water out.
Them bubbly fellas.
But these ones are just like little baths, basically, like little pools that you sit in, and they're just really hot. Some of them are like way hotter than a bath.
Really? And, that hot?
Yeah, boiling, man. And like we all went, so me, Hannah and Twyla went with my brother-in-law, and we, it was wicked. Me and my brother-in-law went off and did this fire and ice thing that I did last year that was well good, man. Go into a super hot sauna, come out and jump in an ice bath, back in the sauna, back in the ice bath.
Oh, I love
went into the
that.
Ice baths at the minute, man. I know it's such a cliche, you know, every wanker's doing it, but it's
good. I mean,
good.
They're definitely
it makes you feel
good.
Great.
I'll tell you what I can't do now, though, that I've realised, is that after I come out of the ice thing, the cold plunge, like I get, and I've been laying down, and but the room spins, man. It's because my blood pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I can't lay down. I've got to, like, stay upright. I thought I was having a fucking seizure or something, man. I felt like nauseous vertigo, and, like, it was horrible, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what?
It's weird, isn't it?
I read a thing recently, and this is... I don't know, it could be bollocks, but it was some... it might have been a video I saw or something, but it was somebody saying that you shouldn't go in an ice bath after working out. So apparently, especially if you do weights. If you do cardio, it's all right.
What, in terms of the muscle growth, it will affect it?
It stunts the... You know, because now when you lift weights, your body, it sets off the body's growth hormone, doesn't it? Your natural growth hormones.
It slows that a bit.
Ice bath, it slows it.
But so, I read that ages ago as well, but I don't know, if you're competing bodybuilding and like half a millimetre, like it might slightly...
Oh, I know what you mean, yeah. It's probably, I'm not saying it stops it. I'm not saying like, you know, if you're doing any weight training, you shouldn't do it. But like, if you are trying to get like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger levels.
As
like,
jacked as you can,
You got to avoid
that's
your
what
ice
I'm trying
baths,
to get
mate.
Like.
Yeah, if you're planning on competing in Mr. Olympia next year.
I want to be the next Incredible Hulk.
What, homeless?
Fictional.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
But, yeah, but I don't know. It could be bullshit, but I saw that and I don't know. I mean, now it's made me paranoid about doing it too close to going to the gym.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It is nice. Good for you, though. I think it's better for me than not doing it, even if I can't get, like, Arnie, you know what I mean? Gotta do some roids as well, man.
I'm gonna get on that shit soon.
Just double up on the roids, mate. Get them cancers growing quick.
Yeah. I before we do some questions, one other thing of like one round, like new thing of the week. WhatsApp group members will know this, and Patreon people will know this. But I downloaded a thing last week to limit my screen time on my phone, and it's been a fucking game changer, mate. I know, obviously, it's gonna be, mate. It is like I can't even describe how good it's been. Like, my sleep has been so much better this week. You know, I'm pretty good at sleeping, whatever, but like my sleep quality every night is way better because I've over halved my screen time. Like, on the percentage wise, I think I'm down to about 30% screen time to what I was the week before. My average.
That's so good.
Like, and it's just, even the nights where I've not had the chance to get loads of sleep, the quality of my sleep is way better because I'm not looking at my phone or any social media in the evening.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been reading my Kindle, like, in bed, and I wear these fucking blue light things, glasses, and I've just literally, I feel like my brain is working better than it has done in memory.
So those blue light glasses, are they just clear, like they've not got a certain lens in? Just blue.
So they just block blue light in the... So it's basically for the evening. I put them on once the sun goes down for looking at any screen, computer, TV, whatever, phone, even my Kindle, which probably I think doesn't really need it because it's got that weird soft backlighting, isn't it?
But where did you get them?
These, I just got them online. Oh, no, I bought these ones, actually. I might have bought these in Melbourne last year in a shop. But like, look, my screen time today, and bear in mind it's now 10:30 in the evening, is 1 hour and 24 minutes.
All porn.
Oh, yeah, all grot. Like, it was 2 minutes social media, and I had a wank for 1 hour and 22 minutes.
Just a really vigorous, hard wank, as fast as you could.
Yeah. Yeah, an hour wank and 22 minutes of watching snuff films online.
Just have to really hard, you know. do a bit of admin.
but yeah, like, that's the end. That'll be like... I'll look at that. I won't look at that again now, probably. And so an hour and a half a day is like, the average people are looking at it now is like between 4 and 6 hours.
Yeah, man. Mine's like, I mean, I'm just fucking on it. Like, TikTok, fucking videos. Scroll. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's not good for your brain, man.
It's bad for it. And like, I know we all know that.
It ain't either. It ain't just in theory. Like, I know how I feel afterwards, you know what I mean?
I can't sleep.
Like, and it's no coincidence every time I do it, I ain't sleeping, you know what I mean? No,
exactly. So, and you just honestly just try.
I need
it for
to give up
days.
Sleeping.
Just download
get an app
one of these
to stop
apps.
Me sleeping so much.
But I recommend, like, just find an app like that works. So if you're on Android, whatever, this one I've got, this one called Beam, and there's, you know, there's no, I'm not linked, I'm not doing anything, I'm saying people should use it if you've got an iPhone, because it's, I'm still on the free one after a week. I think if you want loads of other options, you have to pay for it. But I'm just giving the free one a try, and a week in, man, it's been quality. Like,
yeah,
just change the game. Like, so, but from 9 till 5 in a day, I can't look at any social media at all on my phone. Like, can't even. I just don't have the option of looking at it, and it's that just like,
yeah, that's
takes
good.
You,
what and about it, WhatsApp you work and out, stuff?
So you can, yeah, I can look at WhatsApp, but I ain't WhatsApping all day. Do you know what I mean? I'll just. WhatsApp is one I tend to use when I get a message, and especially because I'm here as well. My WhatsApp is quieter during the day here because I'm on Australia time.
Oh, that's it? Nice, because no so one likes you in Australia.
But when I get back to London, I'll probably put some periods of the day when I can't look at WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's still actually out of that hour and 24, I'd say WhatsApp's probably 25 minutes of that. So that's, I want to cut that down.
I've got it all muted, so I don't ever get alerts and stuff, but I don't need them how many times I fucking open it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the thing fucks you up, is when you look at this app, it tells you how many times you've picked up your phone and opened up the screen over the day.
I'm going to get one, definitely, just to sort of see what's happening, because I know it's an abysmal amount of time.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll give you. It'll
I
give
open
you, like,
it when I just used... have opened it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's just automatic. Yeah. It's muscle memory. It's like I that 20. It. You do say it for 21 days in a row. It's a habit. Like, I've done it for years in a row.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Just my thumb has just got its, like.
Yeah.
It's just
and
a
the
habit,
trick to
man.
It, the first day you download it, don't block anything. Just use your phone as normal. And then
see
at
where
the
you're
end of
at.
The day, it'll give you your stats. And it's not like just your normal. Like my phone normally tells me once a week what my average screen time was that week. But this tells you how many times you looked at your phone, which app you looked at for how long that day. Like all these things. Yeah. And you see it, and it just makes you go, like, "That's I'm never doing that again." Like,
I'm
seeing
a disgusting
the stats,
pervert.
Yeah, yeah.
I spend my adult life wanking more than my teenage. I thought that I'd like adults don't wank when I was little, when I was a teenager.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine your teachers in school, they go home and
just
wank
all
off.
Yeah. Wank in the morning before they came and taught you. It's fucking disgusting, isn't it?
It's fucking vile.
It's what when you think about your parents doing it, and like your dad wanking when you were a kid and stuff. It's like, oh, fuck.
Banging
man,
one out
gross.
In the bathroom and you're getting on his nerves because you're being so loud.
Oh,
dad,
God.
Dad. Banging at the door. Yeah. Come in here.
Gross.
Get anyway,
so that's my recommendation of the week, is download an app to stop you fucking looking at the internet. It's bad.
That's a good call, man. I'm going to get on that shit, man.
All right, let's do some questions from listeners. Let's do this one. This is a funny. That's a good one, this is. Why are comedy, comedy night flyers so badly designed? It's a really good observation, that, because it's quite a niche one, if you like, but I see some, like, obviously most of the good clubs and that have nice graphic design, but the amount of, like, you sometimes do a little regional gig, man.
And there's no excuse nowadays, because you can do it. I could do it better myself. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you see some absolute moody ones, man. Like, Comic
Sans. From like 2006 or something of you as well. It's like,
even
can't.
Like, sometimes
I would not share it.
Off. And your head's a bit skinny, or your head's white. Coming soon, Carl Donnelly. Your head's like
spread across the space. 4 pixels. Yeah. Like Roblox.
It's fucking mad, isn't it, man?
I had one the other day that was quite funny. It was me, Fiona Ridgewell, and Paul McCaffrey on the poster, like our names, but they used stock images. It weren't even us. It weren't even us. It was people that looked like there was a woman,
funny.
A man, like a man with a... So they could have just got our photos as easy.
Oh, man, that's quality.
It weren't even us. It was so funny. Like, ain't that fucking weird?
Yeah. All right. Let me have a look. But it's true. I guarantee, like, it's... I think it's some people don't have that aesthetic, you know... I think some people don't, when they look at a poster, don't take it in as like, this is shit. They've probably gotten...
It's just information, they think, what I mean?
Whereas I'm very aesthetic when I look at stuff. I like nice design. It's like posters for Edinburgh. You know, when you see a really moody poster at the Fringe or, you know, somebody shares their poster for their show and it's like, that's it. Shit, man. Like, I always think, I like to think of it as a nice, I like to have an input into it and make it look good.
I mean, it's got to be visually okay, isn't it, on the eye? Like,
some people don't think so.
Some people just have, like just the text. They care about just the info.
Right. Let's have a question. Who's this from? Jason. You're granted 2 one-day trips in a time machine as an observer only. One from a day from your personal past and one from any moment in history. What are your choices? All right, so you can go to 2 days. One from your life, one from history, but you can only observe. You're not getting involved.
That'd be more frustrating, though, just observing. Like, you'd want to give yourself some info, wouldn't you? Or, like, help yourself a bit.
You could go to, like, the Big Bang if you're observing and just see what's going down.
Just see what happened and then come back and tell the scientists. No one would believe you anyway. It'd just be more frustrating.
Oh, yeah, of course you did, mate.
This geezer reckons it was God.
This geezer went to the Big Bang and then his first Holy Communion. This guy's a fucking lunatic. I reckon, I mean, that would be the one that jumps out to me historically.
Maybe have a look at what Jesus was up to, you know what I mean? I see something.
Let's have a look at what he was saying.
Yeah,
like, just say, what day of his life would you go back to then?
Maybe the end of it. I mean, it's probably the most famous day in our history. Oh, the dinosaurs would be interesting, wouldn't it, as an observer?
That's a big jump from I want to see Jesus, the Messiah, die. Or I might just want
to
see
a T-Rex tear apart a fucking pterodactyl.
Yeah.
That would be amazing watching like 7 Diplodocus walk in. Boom, boom. From a tree or something.
Yeah.
As long as they couldn't see you, though, and you wouldn't get mauled.
Well, I suppose it says as an observer, so I presume you're sort of invisible.
I mean, you might go back to like the beginning of time before there were people and stuff. Because there weren't people the same time as dinosaurs, was there?
There was not, no. I think there was cool. A good few millions and millions of years between those.
I thought Elvis Presley was around then.
You thought it was cavemen. The Flintstones fucking riding them to work.
The Flintstones was a lie, man.
Oh, man. The Flintstones, I think it did. Some people who wouldn't have ever bothered to read actually the timeline. I reckon Flintstones has put such a wrong idea in their mind of how the world was back then. I was talking about the Flintstones yesterday. I was telling Twyla about the Flintstones. It's just weird that's come up twice. But here we go. So what day personally would you go to? Is there a day you'd like to see your own birth?
What in my life? I don't know, really. If I could participate, that would be a completely different thing. But, yeah, I suppose, I don't know, it might be quite nostalgic and sad seeing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You can only observe. I don't really see the point in going back to see something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a good one.
It's, I just wouldn't bother, mate. I wouldn't bother with that one. I'll be like, I'm all right, bruv.
Just to watch yourself doing something.
Yeah. Driving tests. You pass your driving tests.
Yeah.
Here we go. Will says, not a question, but I have a suggestion for the title of the episode, which is Nonce Upon a Time in Paris. Which is funny.
It was funny, though. Check it. Like, I did think...
Well, you did a funny post about that on Instagram when you did the... picture of you both in the hotel room, and you said, "Can people stop calling dispatches?"
Oh yeah. So, I actually copied someone. They replied to it and said they're phoning dispatches. So I still stole the joke, but like it was because me and my daughter have got different surnames,
right?
Yes. She had for some reason anyway, like. I don't know why exactly. I've never asked. But on her passport, it's her surname, and yeah. On mine, it's mine. So we got, we rocked up to the hotel, and yeah, they just
like a full on wronger.
It was more in my head a little bit. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, and everyone.
I mean, it was clear that it's my daughter.
You met in Paris, of course. Yeah. Unless you're the most brazen paedophile on earth.
Yeah, and on the way back, actually, we were going through customs at Eurostar in Paris, and border control were there, English.
Yeah.
And they're quite strict, obviously, aren't they? And they were like, so is this your dad? But we were all tired and that, and Ren didn't answer straight away. She went,
oh, shit.
And she went,
she just mouthed, yeah, it's my dad. Help me.
Yeah. And I'm just looking stern at her. Answer the lady. But I went,
she took her time. Show her a picture on her phone of her real dad tied up in a garage. You don't say so, he fucking dies.
No, my dad's in the boot of his car. He said he's taking me to my dad. But she just took a second, and I said, she took her time answering that, didn't she? And the borderline went, yeah. I mean, it was obvious that she was my daughter, though.
Yeah, of course. Right, let's do this one. Martin, serious, though it sounds stupid, question. What is the most important thing in your life? Partners, kids, all people and pets don't count. For example, mine is music. Oh, so hang on, you're not allowed to say partners, kids, any people or pets. So what's the most important thing that aren't those traditional most important things? I don't know. It's a hard one, isn't it, if you take your family and stuff out of it and your mates.
They're not even in my list anyway. Mine is pussy.
You ain't got any mates, you're a fucking solo traveller. Like an old cowboy.
I'm an old lonely cowboy from town to town. Just banging bitches and shooting men. Getting drunk in a bar and then moving on.
I am. Oh,
slowly,
man.
On my little horse, slowly walking away. Down this road. Do you remember that little ice hobo in it? No. The
I
little
don't
dog.
Remember that, because I think that was out in the 50s or something.
Oh.
When you were young.
It was an extra. I wrote it. It was about me. I don't know, really. The most important thing, I was going to say health, but I mean just feeling like, yeah, I suppose, like...
I'm going to say some wanky shit like that as well. I think mine is sort of mental...
Yeah, mental
stability.
Health, physical health, but they're the similar subjects. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I'd like to say comedy, but I feel like stand-up. I feel like stand-up, I'm just doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get being inspired to write bits and... You know what I mean? I want to talk about this or joke about that, and you know what I mean?
But I don't
know.
I'm
forcing it a bit.
I like, because I'm, you know, I love doing stand up and I write, I do still write and I feel like that, but also I don't want it to ever be the most important thing in my life. I think you have to make that decision. The people I know that are the most ambitious and the most sort of driven are the ones where comedy overrides everything. And for
mental
health, I know that I can't live like that. I need to have a better balance of life, and comedy is
definitely,
the thing I just
man.
Do
I
in
see
the
people cracking up. They're just cracking up. They're obsessed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
they're
this
the ones
agent,
that
agent.
Agents and like other acts doing things.
What other acts are doing
oh
and
my
stuff.
God. Like, That wouldn't cross my it wouldn't even cross my mind.
It's a smaller part of my life than it is for some people.
Yeah.
And if you're on a car journey and they're like banging on and on, you're thinking, I don't care.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's so self-absorbed.
Some people was like, they'll moan to you about something that like, you know, they'll be moaning, I've seen who's doing this TV show, and it'll be some TV show on Dave or something. And I'll be like, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't know where to find that channel on my telly, man. I'm not being rude. You know, I'm sure it's got good stuff on it and comedy fans watch it. But, you know, I ain't at home watching stuff like at all. So, like, comedy would definitely not be like a top three most important thing in my life.
I want to get back inspired and you know, with it. Creating and putting out more bits and just, I don't know, you know what I mean?
But you need to get your fucking phone app to stop you looking at it.
Yeah, really.
You just freeze that's up so much time in your brain. I think it's a really important thing to do. So
it's a killer, man.
Who's this? Somebody says, can you give, this is on the WhatsApp group, can you give Luger any advice on prepping for a Ramadan fast? Somebody, one of our patrons, is doing a Ramadan. So, I mean, I don't think we're the two people to give tips on Ramadan personally, but you know, we'll give it a bloody good go. So Ramadan is you can't have any food or drink from, what is it?
Sunlight.
Morning. Sunlight, during sunlight.
But it's during winter, isn't it? It's doable, though.
During winter in the UK.
It's during summer, I think, isn't it?
Oh, fuck that shit, man. That's so much daylight. That's brutal.
People, I think it's good if they do it correctly. I think it's like good for you, isn't it? Intermittent fasting, if it's done correctly.
It'll be great for you as long as you don't get to sun goes down and you eat two Domino's pizzas. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly. If they can eat healthy, and
the hardest thing would be the no water. I could definitely not eat.
I think they're allowed water. Are they? They're not allowed water either, are they?
No, I don't think it's in water. I think it's proper fasting, man. Hardcore fasting.
I would be just, you know, before the sun, getting up early and just binging it, man, and getting high. Do your 2 liters before the sun comes up.
Yeah, but even then, man, you'd be so thirsty. But like, you know, I just drink water all day throughout the day. You know, I'd be all right for a few hours, but I just reckon by lunchtime I'd be so thirsty. But I suppose what advice would I give is sleep as much of the day as you can. You know what I mean? Change your work hours.
If they've got like work, like they've got work, haven't they?
Are you allowed to go on holiday during Ramadan? Like go to a country where if I came to Australia, is it the same rules or can I do it on UK time?
That's a good point. I bet they're allowed to travel, yeah. What's the theory behind it then? They're kind of sacrificing comfort for God or something.
Yeah, it's like Lent. At the minute we're in Lent, aren't we? It was Shrove Tuesday on Tuesday.
But Christians aren't as devoted to Lent as...
No. But Lent, I mean, initially was meant to be, you know, you do something to coincide with when Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, isn't it? So
I just remember it in primary school, you got to take a tin of beans in or something. And some cornflakes. Who was getting all that? Where was that going?
Teachers. Just say, I'm wanking, eating our cornflakes.
Eating our cocoa pots. All spilt down a t-shirt with no bottoms on.
Oh, shit.
Teachers,
it is that thing of every religion tends to have a bit of a sacrificial period. And Ramadan is, I think, the hardest out of all of them in terms of like what you have to do.
I've worked with people in offices that are doing it. Lent is easy, isn't it? Just giving something up.
Lent, you've got to give something up for 40 days and 40 nights. So maybe
I might do that.
I've inadvertently done it with screen time. Maybe that's my Lent. I used to do Lent, actually, even though I'm not, you know, I was raised Catholic, but I'm not really religious anymore.
It's good. You know, it's good for discipline, isn't it? And like,
yeah.
I was thinking about doing a 72-hour water fast as well. Like,
yeah.
It sounds impossible, but like you only have water.
Yeah.
But I'm reading about it and watching stuff.
The other week. And
did you feel good?
Yeah, you feel good. But I actually did it off the back of feeling a bit dodgy. I had a bit of a dodgy tummy. It wasn't like sick or anything, but I had a bit of like, I feel like I ate something that didn't really agree with me. And then that was like sort of in the afternoon. And then I just was like, I was a bit dodgy in the evening. I was like, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm just going to drink water. Woke up the next morning, it felt a load better. And I just thought, I'm just going to go up to like the 24-hour mark. So I just did 24 hours. And yeah, I was aware I was hungry more than I was starving. I didn't feel physically like, I need to fucking eat. It was more the sort of in my mind that I was like, yeah, I'm starting to feel a bit sort of fatigued. I need some energy. So
apparently you can't get a virus if you're fasted. I don't know how true that is. That's what I'm reading.
Some absolute bollocks.
I'm not a
scientist, but I think that is some doo-doo.
But after 17 hours, your cells start to reduce.
Right, that's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/WeRTVI.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
You're actually changing the podcast. I think you're... I'm not a dude. I die of AIDS in an alleyway. I'm all right, bro.